Thank you, Philip, for leading the meeting. And again, I want to thank your minister for the invitation to come along and speak at your Children's Day. I was reminding one of the brethren this morning, it's quite a few years ago, but it was before the Reverend Porter was here, it was in Reverend Murray's time, I spoke at Children's Day. That's quite a while ago. I was probably in the Whitfield, but it's always nice to come back again. And I want to thank your minister and his wife and family for their hospitality this afternoon. Whether some of you know it or not, your minister's wife used to teach me at school. Imagine that. That doesn't mean she's very old, because I was about third year in high school and she was only beginning her teaching career, so she probably wasn't an awful lot older than me. I'll put it that way anyway. And of course your minister, he was of great help giving me experience speaking to boys and girls, because when he was in convoy, me and my wife, she wasn't my wife the first time or two I went down, but we used to go down for a week in the summertime and help with 5-day clubs. And your minister made sure I led the singing and all, so my voice was almost gone by the end of the week. So that helped me there to speak to boys and girls. But it is good to be with you, and you've all done very well again tonight. And now it's my turn, so you're just going to have to sit up and listen to me. But we're going to read a few verses of Scripture. And as Mr. Porter has said, I had a bag this morning. And the verses I read were given a little clue to what was in it. And we're going to read a few verses tonight, which again might give you a clue to what's in the bag. Now I better put this on, in case I forget, in case you can't hear me. Right. Sometimes you forget about these things. We're going to read first of all from Psalm 119. Two verses there, and then a few verses in the letter of James in the New Testament. Psalm 119, of course, every verse almost has a reference to God's word. And then Psalm 119. In the verse 105, the psalmist said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And then on down the psalm in verse 130, it says, "The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple." And then in James chapter 1, you'll keep in mind those verses we have read describe God's word in a particular way. And again here in James chapter 1, God's word is going to be described in another way. James chapter 1 and verse 22. It says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass or in a mirror. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." And we'll end our reading there at verse 25. We're going to take just a moment to pray again before we come to think upon God's word tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the service already this evening. We thank thee for helping the boys and girls and the young people as they have even sang these messages to us and as thy word has been read. And we pray now as we come to consider thy word that afresh we might be settled down in thy presence, that thou wilt come and cause us even to value thy word more. Cause us to value the message of thy word. Cause those who are not saved to even heed the message of thy word. Lord, for each one who has already experienced thy salvation, help us to continue to obey and heed thy precious word, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, boys and girls, this morning we were thinking about the animals, two animals that taught us about our sinfulness, and two animals that taught us about the Lord Jesus, who is the only one who can save us from our sins. Tonight we're going to think upon the Bible, the Word of God in particular. Of course, our message this morning was from the Bible, but we're going to think upon God's Word in particular, the Bible. We have God's Word in our own language, and you may have a Bible that you can say, this is my own. You maybe even can say I have more than one Bible, and that's good. And I hope that if you're old enough to read, that you try to read part of the Bible yourself each day. And even parts that you mightn't be able to read, that if someone else reads it to you, that you listen to it. And of course, in Sunday school during the year, you've been taught from the Word of God. And you know, you may maybe like reading different types of books or comics or whatever, but the Bible is the most important book in all the world because it's the Word of God. It tells us all that God wants us to know about Him, and all that God wants us to know about ourselves, all that God wants us to know about heaven and hell, all that God wants us to know about how we can be saved from our sins, brought into His family, and then enabled to live for Him. And I hope that you value the fact you have God's Word. Because there are some parts of the world where people aren't allowed to have a Bible, or aren't allowed to hear from the Bible. And many years ago there were godly men who risked their lives, and indeed gave their lives, that we might have God's Word in our own language. That ought to make us value God's Word. And when we read through the Bible, we find that God's Word is described or likened to different things. For example, it's likened to a sword, the sword of the Spirit. It's likened to seed, which brings forth fruit in our hearts and lives. And it's likened to a number of other things that I want us to think about tonight. Three things I want us to think about tonight that God's Word is likened to. And I've got them out of the bag. This is the back of this. Anybody think what this might be if I turn it around? Not quite. Good guess. Wood or frame, but not quite. Yes. A mirror. A mirror. Now, you probably have a few mirrors in your house. Maybe one in the bathroom. Maybe one in the hall. Maybe one in the bedroom. If you went to the toilets, come into the church, there may be a mirror. And a mirror is very important for a number of reasons. If you were to tell me that my face was dirty, well, I can't see it unless I look in the mirror. If I was to say to you that you had maybe cut your face, and you say, well, I can't see it, you'd have to look in the mirror. If you brush your teeth, you maybe look in the mirror when you're doing it. If you brush your hair or comb it, you maybe look in the mirror. If you wash your face, you maybe look in the mirror. So a mirror is very important. And God's Word is like a mirror. I wonder, have you ever thought about that? We read those verses in James chapter 1. And in James chapter 1, James talked there about the fact that we need not only to hear God's Word or to read it even, but to do what God's Word says. And James tells us that if a person hears God's word or even reads it, but they don't do it, they don't obey it, they're like a person who looks into the mirror and they see their face, they see what sort of person they are, but they go away and forget what sort of person they are. That's like a person reading God's word, hearing God's word, and not doing what God's word says. See, boys and girls, if you look into the mirror, it shows you who you are. Shows you what you're like. And it shows you what you might need to do. If, for example, you look into the mirror, your face is dirty, well, you see what you have to do. You see you need to wash your face. And that's why God's word is like a mirror. When I look into God's word and read it, when you look into God's word and read it, or you hear it, we see what we are like before God. We see who we are. And you know what God's word says? It says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means I look into the mirror of God's word. I read that verse. I see that I am a sinner. And I see not only that I am a sinner, but all of us are sinners. So if you look into God's word, the mirror of it, you see you're a sinner. If your mummy or daddy, your granny or granda, look into the mirror of God's word, they too see that they are a sinner. We read in parts of the Bible a list of sins, maybe lies. And if we have told a lie, well, we look into the mirror of God's word and we see I am a sinner. I see I have told lies. And so we could list many other sins. We can read about certain people in the Bible committing certain sins, and we see ourselves, for we have committed the same sins. And we, not only, when you look into the mirror, you see your face, usually look at your face. But you know, when we look into the mirror of God's word, we see what our hearts are like. Bible says that we look at one another in the outward appearance. I can see your face, you can see mine, but I can't see your heart. You can't see mine. But God sees it. And God has written down in his word what our hearts are like. It's like a mirror. And we see our hearts. God's word says our hearts are deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. In another place in God's word, we read that out of the heart of man proceed evil thoughts. And then there's a whole list of other sins. And it's as if we're looking into a mirror and see what's inside us as sinners. God's word is like a mirror. But you know, I've also said that when we look into the mirror, we see what we need to do sometimes. If we look into the mirror and see that our face is dirty, we see what we need to do. We need to wash our face. When we look into the mirror of God's word and we see we have sinned, we see that our sin needs to be washed away. Our sin needs to be cleansed. And the only way to have our sins cleansed and washed away is by coming to the Lord and asking him to forgive our sins. Asking him to be our Savior. You know, James tells us that we're not to forget what God's word says. If you maybe ate the bar of chocolate and maybe you got the chocolate all around your face as well, and your mummy or daddy said, go and look in the mirror and see what your face is like and wash it. And maybe you went and you looked in the mirror and you could see all the chocolate, but you didn't bother washing your face. You just went away and you eventually forgot about it until someone else said, look at your face. And you know, James tells us in those verses that if someone hears God's word, they look into it. They see they're a sinner. They go away. They forget that God's word says because we're sinners, we need to ask him for forgiveness. They go away and forget. Just the same as looking in the mirror, seeing what you're like and going away and forgetting. But you know, James tells us instead we should keep looking into the mirror of God's word and keep doing what God's word says. And that means, first of all, coming and confessing our sin and asking the Lord for forgiveness. And then it means looking into the mirror of God's word every day to see how we're to live as Christians and to obey God's word. So every time you look in the mirror, you remember it's like the word of God, or rather the word of God is like a mirror. You read God's word every day. You listen if others read it to you. And you think upon what it says and obey God's word. Ask him to forgive your sin and be your savior, and then seek to live for him and obey his word. Now, something else God's word is like. We read those verses in the Psalms. Anybody remember when we read those verses in the Psalms what it said God's word was like? No? Nobody remember? What's this? It's a light, that's right, the torch, it's a light. And we read those verses in the Psalms that God's word is, it's like a light. It's a lamp onto my feet, shows me where I'm going, and it's a light onto my path, it shows me what's up ahead. And you see, way back in the book of Genesis, we read that God, on the very first day of creation, he said, let there be light. And there was light. Later on, he created lights, the sun and the moon and the stars. And boys and girls, we use lights every day. The lights are on in the church. You switch on and off the lights at home. Maybe you even have a torch. Some of my children at home, they like having torches. Like going up into the roof space with no lights on, using the torch. It's a light. Lights in the car. We use lights every day. And God's word is like a light. Now, it doesn't light up in that sense, but it's like a light. Because as the psalmist says, it's a lamp unto my feet. It showed him where he was going, where he was in life. And he said, it's a light onto my path. It shows me where I'm going up ahead. And boys and girls, God's word is exactly like that. When we look into God's word, it shines light upon who we are, as it were. It shows us that we're on a sinful pathway. The Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We're going and turning our own way. So we read through God's word and it shows us we as sinners, we're going away from God. We want to do our own thing. God says do this, but we want to do the opposite. God says don't do this, but we want to go and do that. The Bible's like a light showing us where we are. And it's also a light that shows us where we're going as we pass through this life into eternity. The Lord Jesus said, wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. As sinners, we're on a broad road. God's word is shining the light upon it. We're on a broad road, and if we continue on up ahead, we'll end up in destruction. We'll end up in everlasting punishment. We'll end up in that terrible place called hell. But God's word as the light shows us how we can get off that broad road and how we can get on to the narrow road that leads to heaven. And it shows us the light who is the Lord Jesus. The one who came into this world, and the light of God's word tells us he came from heaven into this world. He lived a perfect life. He went to the cross. He was sinless. But he went as a sin bearer. He took the punishment we deserve for our sins. He shed his blood. He died. He arose again. And God's word shines the light upon our pathway, showing us that if we will come to the Lord Jesus and ask him to forgive our sins, we can be on the road that will lead us eventually to heaven. The Lord Jesus said, straight or narrow is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. God's word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's like a light showing us how we can be right with God, how our sins can be forgiven, how we can be in God's family upon earth, and how someday we can be in heaven. And you know, the light of God's word shows us something about what heaven's like, and also what that terrible place called hell is like. And so just as if you were to take the torch and shine the light on a dark pathway to see where you were going, and you follow that, so you should follow what God's word says. It's like a light in the darkness of this world. So boys and girls, God's word's like a mirror. It's like a light. But it's also like something else. I didn't read the other verses yet, so I can't make a guess. I don't say it's like a banana, but what is a banana? What would we describe it as? Yes, fruit. And what is fruit along with a whole lot of other things? It's food, isn't it? Food. God's word is like food. What's that? Not quite. You're near it, but no, not quite. Honey, that's right. Yes. That's a crunchy. And there's something in a crunchy that God's word is like. We'll see in a wee minute or two. But God's word is like food, not only a mirror, and not only a light, but it's like food. Because when we come and trust the Lord Jesus for salvation, well, every day, of course, we need our physical food for the body. But we need spiritual food for our souls, that we might grow as Christians once we've trusted the Lord, and we might go on with Him. And that's not just for you as children if you come and trust the Lord. It's for adults as well. When we come and trust the Lord for salvation, you see, we need food for our bodies every day. Some people eat more food than others. And we need food for our souls every day. Spiritual food. And even if you're only able to read a little bit of the Bible every day, it's still important. It's spiritual food for our souls once we have trusted the Lord. Not only shows us how we can be saved, but it helps us then to grow as Christians. Listen to what God's word says in Deuteronomy 8 and the verse 3. It says that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. God's word that came out of his mouth. That's what we have in our Bibles. What God spoke to godly men, to them, right down into his word. You know, physical food helps our bodies, helps keep us alive. But God's word shows us how we can have eternal life in our souls and someday be with the Lord forever. Listen to what Job said in Job 23 and verse 12. He said, I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. So Job was saying we need physical food every day. But he says, I think more of God's word. I think more about what we have here in our Bibles tonight. It's even more important. Peter said in 1 Peter 2 verse 2 that as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. You might say, well, milk's a drink. But for a little baby, milk's its food and drink. And when you come and trust the Lord for salvation, you're like a baby Christian. And you've got to take little bits of God's word and learn more about it. And then as you grow as a Christian, you can read more and more of God's word and learn more and more about it. So God's word is like food. And you know what's also like meat, we're told. Not only like milk, but like meat. A baby doesn't eat meat straight away. And as a Christian, when you're only saved, you start to read God's word and learn about it. And as you grow as a Christian, you learn more and more. But I better not forget about the honey. And you know that hard stuff inside the crunchy? It's honeycomb. And in one of the Psalms, Psalm 19 verse 10, God's word is said to be sweeter also than honey. And the honeycomb. And you see, if you come and you think about what God's word says, that you can have your sins forgiven, that you can be saved from your sin, that you don't have to end up in that terrible place called hell, that you can be in God's family now in life and someday be with Him in heaven. That's a sweet thought. And if you come and trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior, that thought and that truth will be even more sweet to you, even sweeter than honey or the honeycomb. And yet, if we refuse the food of God's word, just as if you wouldn't say, I don't want to eat any food, eventually you would die. If we refuse the food of God's word, what it says, we will die in our sin. And we will never be in God's family. And we will never be in heaven. And so, boys and girls, I hope every time you look in the mirror, every time you see the lights, and every time you eat, that you'll think about God's word. That you'll take the time each day to read God's word, part of it. To get someone to read it to you. And most of all, that you'll obey what God's word says. And not only you as boys and girls, but the older people as well. Got to obey God's word first of all by asking Him to forgive our sins. Asking Him to be our Savior. And then by living for Him. Going through this life as a Christian, going someday to be with the Lord. Thank you for listening, and I hope you remember what has been said tonight.